Q94 Tour Mountain Rock, Gary Lee on a Friday morning adventure as we continue our coaches show, and we're heading over into Hartville to talk with head coach of the Hartville Eagles, Brett Reed. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Got one more day left.
One more day. And then we all get a little bit of a break till, you know, till the day after Christmas, and we'll just jump in it with both feet. But this week it's been the Liberty Invitational, and we've had games Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and, of course, it wraps up tonight. Your Hartville Eagles will be playing in the championship game against Bakersfield. But, you know, backing up, your first opponent was Neelyville. Is that a team that you all have played, you know, since you've been at Hartville, or is that just something totally different that, you know, that you've got to see?
We played Neelyville, I believe it was 2 to 3 years ago at the Current River Shootout down there at Van Buren to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they had a sophomore, which was a senior this year, so I guess it's been 2 years ago. But anyway, he absolutely lit us up at Van Buren, and so I challenged one of our kids to really do a good job on him, and we did. He's a great player, and we ended up holding him to 5, and I think that was the difference in the score there for that first round game.
You know, and that's kind of I tell people all the time that basketball, you know, basketball is basketball, but yet it's a little bit different the further east you go, and, you know, your alma mater, Donovan, you're well versed and familiar with kind of how things go down once you get to the east and in the Boot Hill.
Yeah, for sure. Growing up in SEMO, it's got a rich tradition of basketball. Of course, Southwest Missouri does as well, and it's a little different, you know, in each place. I don't know. I can't really pick out the differences today, but I just remember when I played, just seemed like SEMO High School boys basketball was the cream of the crop. You know, a lot, mm-hmm. very athletic. Some a lot of the time, state champions would come out of SEMO. You know, your Charleston, your New Madrid's.
Scott County.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, how could I forget about them? They only won every year. So.
Yeah.
But yes, I mean some rich tradition down there in SEMO, and I think as the years have progressed, you know, we've got quite a few state champions coming out of Southwest Missouri, mm-hmm. you know, each year. So
yeah, and you know, here in the Liberty Tournament, it's kind of a 6 teams this year. Going to be full next year is what I'm being told, and it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. Of course, when you were at Summersville, coaching at Summersville, you know, it was, man, there were years in this Liberty tournament where, you know, there were 6 teams that could win it.
Oh yeah, I mean, we had some battles back then. I think that was around 2010-11. I remember playing Thayer a couple of times, playing Liberty a couple of times. It's just a really good tournament.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It seemed like there's 2 or 3 other teams in there, yes, they could win it. But I specifically remember Thayer being really good and Liberty being really good.
Yeah, Licking, you know, had a couple really good teams.
Yes, that's right.
You know, Donovan had one really good team that came up there. It's really cool that they brought it back. But, you know, again, you picked up a win over Neelyville. And then last night, the Eminence Red Wings, Casey Yardley is the coach, and you know, he's got a good group. And, you know, we talked before the game, and it was, you know, you got it stretched out, I think, where you kind of wanted it to be. But, you know, tipping the hat to the Eminence Red Wings, they just kept fighting and clawing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, Coach Yardley does a fantastic job, and he does have a very good squad, and they're definitely not a team that needs to be overlooked in Class 1 for sure. We go into halftime. We're kind of rolling, making a few shots, up 18 at the half. And, you know, talking about that, a few adjustments we want to make at halftime, but the fact that, you know, I've grown up around some of these guys in Eminence, and these kids aren't going to quit. They're not going to lay down and just take a whipping, so you better be ready to go out there and play the second half. Well, we get out there, and, you know, we have a few tough possessions, a few turnovers, and next thing you know, we're kind of in a situation where we haven't scored in 8 to 10 minutes. And the problem is we've done that 2 or 3 times this year where we went on really long droughts where we couldn't score. Now, that's little credit needs to be given to Eminence for that because of how well they, you know, they got after it and defended. But, you know, at the end of the day, we scored 5 points in the third quarter and 13 in the second half. It's a good thing we can guard a little better or we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, it was a great defensive effort by both teams. It was just a great game to watch and your team come out on top. And, you know, you're looking now at that championship game, Bakersfield, and, you know, Bakersfield's kind of been on a pretty good hot streak here. They're coached by Liberty alum. You coached against him. Speaking of those battles back in the day in the Liberty tournament, James Denton was one of the players that everybody had to kind of plan for. And he's kind of just what few games I've watched at Bakersfield, he's kind of got that defensive philosophy. And he's also got that philosophy, we're going to run some offense and we're going to get a very good look. Is that kind of what you've seen a little bit?
Yeah. Well, I've got to watch James D a little bit, coach. He's been in the same district, and of course we played him in districts last year in the semifinals. So, yep. You know, coach, James doing a great job. And yes, I remember having to prepare for James as a player too, and he could flat play. But you know, I haven't got a chance. I'm getting ready to go to the office now. I haven't got a chance to really sit down and study and watch their team this year. But in the past, they really like to get up and down, run. Press. They wanted a fast-paced game. Now, that may be different this year, due to what he lost to graduation. But again, I haven't. I'm not really ready to say one way or the other because I've still got some work to do. But we're looking forward to tonight. It'll be another battle, and we're at a time of year where we're just trying to start getting rolling, and get clicking, and things where we want them to be.
Yeah, but well, you're going to roll out of this into the blue and gold, which is always a gauntlet, and you know, get through the blue and gold. You got the Mountain Grove tournament that comes up, and then it's just more conference play heading into district. But it's here, it's rolling, and hey, we appreciate you taking the time out. Now we'll have the third place game and the championship game on the Fox 96.9. It'll also be live video streamed. People can check that out and you know, watch it if you're not able to make it. But I highly recommend packing the gym, and you know, that can kind of set the tone. I mean, don't you love it when the gyms are packed and it's loud and the fans are getting into it, and you know, I mean, it's so intense and loud that you've literally got to bring your players close to where they can hear you. That's when it's rocking and rolling. Agree?
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's better for our players when we have a large crowd there that's excited about the game.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Coach, and we'll see you tonight.
Okay, thanks, Gary. We'll see you tonight.
You bet.